I'm going to interrupt this program to say good morning to David Longman. Good morning, David.
Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Absolutely brilliantly well. Lovely to be on air with you.
Good. It's lovely to have you on air. I'm sorry, we put people straight onto air here because we're just trying to get through the show as best we possibly can. So if we're dropping you in it, just let me know.
You're not dropping me in it at all. This is real radio, you know, that people listen to these other fancy stations that come out of London and anywhere else, and they're not real.
No.
This is real, proper radio. I love it.
Good stuff. Well, that's nice to have you on. I've given you a bit of build-up. If you were listening, you would have heard me talking about it. I hope I got it right. But David, listeners, is a director of the Killing Cancer Charity, which is advocating treatment trials for photodynamic therapy of cancer, which, David, am I right in thinking is non-invasive and non-chemical?
You're non-invasive in the sense that you don't use the knife
right.
to get into the cancer. Invasive, or using drugs, yes, it does use drugs, but it doesn't use drugs that I would, or anybody else listening, would regard as toxic. You're not talking about something like chemotherapy or radiotherapy, which effectively are poisons and which burn.
Yeah.
They are non-selective in the sense that they go everywhere in the body when you have chemotherapy. And in some senses, you know, chemotherapy, let's not downgrade chemotherapy too much.
Mm-hmm.
In some cancer cases, it's the only route we have.
Right.
Because when cancer spread across the body, actually chemotherapy does have a role to play, a significant role to play. We may not like the effects. We may not like what it does to us. Where PDT scores is the fact that you can highly selectively go in and treat an area of cancer without damage to the rest of the body, without damage to the immune system, the way that chemotherapy does. So whatever radiotherapy and chemotherapy have a role, it's the beauty of PDT, and I experienced it with my own family,
right.
of seeing its effectiveness.
Right. This is what I was going to ask you. If you can take us back to the beginning of this, how did you become involved? How did you discover it? And just tell us a bit about your sort of history with PDT.
It came about through a lovely lady called Jo Sawicki, and Jo was at that stage running a TV station called Channel Health, and she told me about this PDT thing, as I would describe it in those days, because my eldest daughter had a tumour in her arm. Now, this tumour, the only way that it could be treated, because it was a vascular tumour, it was spreading across her body, through her arm, going into her bone marrow, potentially, and it was a cancer which could go anywhere, but if they took it away through radiotherapy, it would burn every muscle, every tendon in her arm, and she would have been completely paralyzed in that sense in her arm.
Right.
If they'd taken surgery as the route, as they did when she was only 5 years old, they took away muscles and tendons, and that has severely limited her ability to use her left hand and her left arm.
Right.
And when it came back in her late teens, that the option really was radiotherapy, which would have effectively have destroyed the use of her hand, her left hand,
mm-hmm.
or you would have taken the other route of surgery, which again would have scalped everything out of her arm.
Mm.
Again, no hand control whatsoever. And the other one was amputation, because of course, if you get something of this type which goes actually into the bone marrow, it can systemically go around the body, and these tumours can pop up, particularly in the heart, the lungs, the brain, and the eyes.
Hmm.
So she was really in the last chance saloon.
Right, right. And so you were told about PDT. How did you sort of access it, as it were?
As Joe told me about it, and we initially went to Russia, and one of the things with a lot of what you and anybody listening now might think is a wacky treatment. In other words, not something which you've heard of, something which you accept as being the norm. Sometimes you can find wacky people who want to charge you lots of money and claim they can do things which, in reality, they're playing it and they can't.
Mm.
But the long story was, yes, she went to Russia and it failed, this particular type of treatment, but we came back to the UK, and as it turned out, we went to University College Hospital in London, and a brilliant man called Colin Hopper, who was actually what they call a maxillofacial surgeon, somebody who deals with the head and neck area, he was able to develop and extend this treatment experimentally to treat my daughter's arm.
Right.
And from that, now, there are potentially hundreds and hundreds of young people now who get, you know, sometimes you don't see them very often. They don't, often they're too frightened to come out. They have these things called hemangiomas, lymphangiomas, things which either are very visible birthmarks, or worst of all, the ones which grow, produce what you can only describe as very disfiguring lumps on people's faces.
I had an uncle with that very thing actually, many years ago, who for many years barely went out of the house. Eventually had it treated and lived a long and happy and sociable life after it. But yes, I know only too well. So yes, sorry, go on.
Through my daughter, lots of people now, certainly in the UK and then extending around the world, are going to see this new adaptation and use of photodynamic therapy, PDT.
Right. And you have some extraordinary support. Just tell us what the objectives of killing cancer initially are, and then we'll talk about the sort of supporters that you've got.
I think one of the issues is often when I go, or anybody goes to their doctor will prescribe you something they know of. And if they aren't aware of it, if it's new, if it's radical, they're going to play it safe. They're going to send you to have a treatment that they believe is the right one.
Right.
So there's always a struggle for all of us when we want to get something different, get something new, is to, where do I get it from? Can I get my primary care trust, my PCT? Will they actually fund the treatment? And that is one of the big hurdles with PDT. For skin cancer, for instance, I can actually name for you, but I'm not legally able to, people who are in your transmission area, who are in the Cotswolds, who have come to me, who have said, I would like PDT for my skin cancer. A little old skin cancer, what harm is that going to do? It isn't necessarily the harm that the cancer is going to do, not with the most common things, they call them a BCC or a rodent ulcer. It isn't the damage that that cancer can do as a cancer, but it's the treatment of it. If you had surgery, and if it's on your face, clearly it's going to leave a scar.
Yeah.
If you're going to have some of the other types of treatment, which are common in hospitals, in dermatology units, they will leave a dent, they will leave a mark when that treatment comes along. The thing with PDT is because you are effectively, all you're doing is you're killing off a particular cell, but because there's no heat involved, because there's no chemical burning, you don't end up with some black horrible mess which is in your body or on your skin. It just selectively, one by one, kills off those particular cells, and guess what? Your body knows exactly what to replace that dead cell with.
Yeah.
It makes another fresh one, which is new, which fits into that bit of scaffolding, that honeycomb which our body's made of.
Right. Right.
We're held together by this connective tissue, and all you want to do is selectively kill off the individual cell, then the body makes another one. My own beautiful partner, Jan, she's got a couple of skin cancers, and I desperately don't want her to have the other treatments because, like anybody else, you don't want to lose your beauty and your looks. Even somebody like me, I wouldn't want to lose my good looks.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's obviously, you've got a battle on your hands.
And so is the patient, too.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. But I know you've had some fairly high-level meetings with government officers and what have you, haven't you? And you are making progress.
We're making progress, but you know what? I don't understand this slow pace of change. I just looked at it this morning. I made a telephone call to you at 9 o'clock. I'm straight on air. We're talking now. Anybody listening knows and get the information. They can go to a website and get the information now. I'm afraid if you end up dealing with government departments, it takes an eternity.
Yeah.
And that's what's so frustrating.
Yeah. What is the government's next step, or next the next step that they've promised, David?
Well, they promised to spend the next 4 months writing up the notes from a meeting which took 4 hours. That's the first thing they promised to do.
Right.
And when they've spent for that 4 months, they might come up with a recommendation which will probably require another year for anybody to action anything.
Yeah.
We're slowly getting, very, very slowly, but do you know, let me make a point to you if I may, Richard.
Go on.
You know, if I had something wrong with me, or somebody listening now has something wrong with them, they can't wait 4 months.
No.
They can't wait 2 years.
No, absolutely.
They need treatment now.
Absolutely,
and
see where you're coming
we
from.
We just get on with it.
Yeah.
You know, magically, when we decide we're going to, we've got this new flu virus which is running around, guess what? We can make a vaccine in months.
Yeah,
we can have it available to everybody.
Yeah. I mean, presumably one of the problems you might run into as well is that within the next 12 months we're going to have a new government, so who's to say where that takes you? You know, it's...
Well, I have to believe, Richard, and for anybody listening now, let me make the point to you. We can do this ourselves. We have to, because if we rely on government, if we rely on the Department of Health to do things for us, it took me 2 years to get a very brilliant man, and I'm not knocking him personally, Professor Mike Richards, he's the cancer czar, the director of cancer services for the Department of Health. It took 2 years just to get a review of all the evidence so that they could actually consider what are the next steps. We've got to do this ourselves, and the whole reason for the campaign, which we're launching on Tuesday, with the help of some amazing people, both supporters, celebrities, people that you and I will never know of, but who are doing amazing things to help us raise the money. We have to raise the money to pay for the trials ourselves. I'm on this radio station now with you, and we'll talk to other people, to make them aware so they can actually go to our website. Find out about the cancer that they've got, find out if PDT is available, and we even name the surgeons, the clinicians, the people, the places around the country where you can go to get that treatment.
And this is killingcancer.co.uk.
Correct.
I'll say that several times throughout the show as well. But so just tell us a little bit about the campaign. You've got, as I say, you've got some extraordinary support from the likes of everybody from Alec Ferguson through Robert Plant, Roger Daltrey, Jenny Seagrove, Hugh Lloyd Langton of Hawkwind, that who we'll hear from in a little while, and just a whole host of other people on the website, all offering their support. Stephanie Powers, I mean, people from around the world, by the look of it, not just kind of your local.
But you know, it's cancer touches all of us. It touches us in a way that celebrities aren't immune from cancer, like they're not immune from the tax man, and it touches them. And I'm so grateful to so many wonderful people who have looked at it and have actually said to me, this is a no-brainer. If this happened to me, Sir Alex Ferguson was saying to me, and he was so generous with his time, look, let's put football rivalries to one side. Let's forget he manages Manchester United. Manchester City fans can get cancer. All of us can do. And I think the really important thing to say is that those celebrities are prepared and are, just like you and I, are outraged at the thought that this amazing treatment, we can't get it.
It could be that
there's somebody listening right now who is the director of a major pharmaceutical, major drug company. And I would make it a personal appeal to them now. Contact us. Just think of your corporate social responsibility. That's one of those horrible business buzzwords. Just think, you are probably not going to make a lot of money out of getting behind PDT. But is money the driving force to everything in life? Because you can't make millions and billions from it? Let's think of the humanity of the public. Let's think of ourselves. Let's put ourselves in the position that if I got cancer, if I, David Longman, got cancer, let's assume I got a cancer in my mouth. There are 8,000 people a year. That's a lot of people who get cancer in their mouth. It could be at the base of their tongue, their cheek, and their jawbone. Now, if I'm the boss of some big pharmaceutical company, right now, I know that the first route is that somebody's going to take a knife to me. They're going to cut away an area, if it's the base of my tongue. I know what that's going to leave me with, what sort of hole. If it was in my cheek, I know what they would do. They would give me radiotherapy then to follow up. As a result of all of that, I probably won't be able to speak properly. I certainly won't be able to taste my food. I won't produce the saliva to allow me to eat as I could do. Mr. Drug Company Man, Mr. Multimillionaire, Miss Little Johnny and Jessica listening now. I always imagine that Johnny and Jessica are two young people who are listening to us and to us, our story now. This is for your future.
And you've, I mean, one thing it's worth saying as well is that looking at the website, which I say is killingcancer.co.uk, one thing it is worth saying is that there are applications for a massive number of cancers. This is not, I mean, you've mentioned two or three throughout the interview, but there are applications for PDT right across the board with cancers, aren't there? I mean, yes. You said some are more advanced and more difficult to treat.
Well, one of the other very big cancer killers is pancreatic cancer.
Hmm.
Now, one of the frustrations with pancreatic is that 8,000 people a year, again, are diagnosed with this cancer a year.
Mm.
The difference is virtually every one of them die.
Mm.
They don't all die with head and neck mouth cancer.
No.
Now, the brilliant medics in the UK and around the world first started to treat patients with pancreatic cancer 12 years ago.
Yeah.
12 years ago, and we haven't got a trial approved yet.
Yeah,
because the trial ran out of money.
Yeah,
because the big cancer funders, for some reason, didn't get behind it and fund it. We've just restarted that trial, and it's amazing. There's a man on our website, a guy called Bob Brown.
Mm.
He talks about his treatment. Do you know what the absolute sadness is for Bob?
Mm.
Because of the way the clinical trials process works, we were only allowed to give him one PDT treatment.
Yeah.
Just one.
Yeah, yeah.
And then we have to see how he reacts, see what happens to him.
Yeah, yeah.
Kind of Bob knows what's going to happen to him. He's going to die.
Yeah, yeah.
Isn't that cruel?
Yeah, no, that's
shocking. Isn't that obscene?
Yeah, it is extraordinary. So the you're launching the fundraising, really, isn't it, on Tuesday?
Mm.
And you've got all these extraordinary supporters. What? Just tell us the nature of the campaign that's going to start on Tuesday, David.
Jenny Seagrove came up with a line to me this week, which was very exciting. And she said, be the change. Do you want to be the change? Do you want to be the person who changes things?
Mm-hmm.
And I really have to trust the public here in California, around the world, of saying, do I want this? Do I want PDT to be available to me?
Mm.
If governments, if research organisations don't think it's important enough for me, do I?
Mm.
And so, if you go to our website, you can see on the left-hand side, if it says click here, there's a page of words which are written by a celebrity.
Mm.
And you can download that individual page, and what I hope that, Richard, I hope you'll do this too,
you'll
select the celebrity page, the celebrity that you most sympathise with, most people are bonding with.
Yeah.
You'll download that page, and I'd like you to send that page, that PDF, to everybody on your email address book.
Right.
Okay. It costs you nothing.
I will do. Yeah, I'll definitely do that.
And that's how we'll spread this word.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I can definitely
do that. You know, the lots of charities which raise lots of money and spend millions on advertising, patient leaflets and whatever else, which cost a fortune.
Yeah.
And also, by the way, obviously use up valuable resources.
Mm.
This is something you can do for free. You download the page, you send it out to your email address book, it tells people about the website, and I think pretty radically, you can choose the treatment that you want to fund, the research that you want to put together.
Yeah.
So if you say, I'm really interested in skin cancer, okay, it might be a fiver, might be a tenner, it might be £1 million.
Mm-hmm.
You can put your money into that trial, ring fence for that.
Mm.
One of the, again, people don't talk about it, women don't talk about it, and men certainly don't.
Mm.
Do you know, the fellas listening now, do you know there's a thing called penile cancer?
Mm.
Do you know how they treat that?
Mm. No.
And can you imagine what happens when somebody takes a scalpel?
Yeah.
And can you imagine for women who suffer in silence, who have this thing called vulval cancer?
Yeah.
And they cut away.
Yeah.
It not only is it barbaric, but it's emotionally traumatizing for the person. There's a young girl in her late 20s. She met a boyfriend, she fell in love, and she's had this surgery, and on her wedding night, she kept putting off telling her husband to be why she couldn't.
Mm.
On her wedding night, she had to say, that's why, and showed him.
Okay. Yeah.
Do you know, we could have treated that lady, we could treat the thousands of women a year who get this condition, and it doesn't disfigure, doesn't cut, doesn't leave nerve ends exposed, what's left.
No.
Look, I'm not trying to make this overly emotional. This is a fact, though.
Well, inevitably it will be. Inevitably it will be an emotional subject, David. There's no getting away from that. But going back to the, as I say, to the campaign, have you got any specific sort of fundraising activities that you'd like to tell us about at the moment?
Well, I think, you know,
apart from
a lot of occasions we look at celebrities and think, you know, they're just a hired hand. They're just somebody who's wants to be famous and wants to increase their profile because being involved with a charity is a good thing.
Mm.
You know, there's nobody who is one of our supporters who's like that.
No.
They're all absolutely dedicated to the cause. And there's a brilliant guy. Look, I've never bought any Hawkwind music in my life. I've heard it on the radio, I'm sure, a few times.
Yeah.
But there's a guy called Hugh Lloyd Langton.
Yeah.
For a couple of years, he was the lead singer of Hawkwind.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, Marion.
Mm.
Marion came to us, actually, because she wanted help with a friend of hers who got cancer.
Mm.
They found out about this treatment. They saw it. They came up to the hospital. And actually, they helped raise enough money to set up a new diagnostic centre, because one of the things that we do, actually, is also diagnose cancer without surgery, without biopsies.
Yeah.
They found out about it. They took the time, and then Hugh rang me up and said, I'd like to release a record for you.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, this would be some sort of, it's a track off your album, you're not really bothered about it, sort
yeah.
of.
Yeah.
I said, I want to write a song about PDT.
Yeah.
And I believe you're going to play that in a few seconds.
I am, yeah, absolutely.
You know, you're the first radio station in the world to play it.
Well, I'm honoured, and I used to know Hugh actually many years ago, so it's nice to hear from him again, actually, because last time I saw him would have probably been 10 years ago, and he was kicking his heels. I think it's probably the best way to talk about it. But it's nice to see him gainfully employed again, and all those sort of people. But as you say, it's obviously something that's really appealed across the board, because if you look at quite often you see with these charities, you see that the same sort of, you know, the young, trendy kids are into one particular charity, as you say, because they've got a reason. But there really is a kind of you do cover the spectrum here. You've got everybody, you know, from the youngsters to the oldies, and somebody that will appeal, I'm sure, to everybody. And the whole thing about sending the web page, I think, is a fantastic idea. I'll certainly do that. What I would say, David, is obviously time's marching on, but can you just keep us informed and let us know how things are going with the campaign? Because
I can monitor the email responses and how many people click on the website and see.
Yeah.
But I would just say to, there might be listeners now thinking, I'll get this bloke off. I can't stand listening to cancer. I don't want to know about it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but
it's there.
Cancer is going to hit one in three of us,
yeah,
personally.
Yeah.
So when you're on the bus, when you're in the car, just look at the ground thinking, is it me?
Yeah, yeah.
This is not the national lottery, whether your odds are so stacked against winning.
Yeah. Well, you've said it yourself. It's a taboo. It's too much of a taboo with people. You've said it yourself. There are people that have kept it sort of under their hats, you know. It's shocking, really. But it's one of those subjects that I think we've got to be open about. We've got to talk about it, and we've got to look for the best possible way to fight it.
And there's one other thing to fight and say.
Go on.
At least with PDT, you don't have to be frightened of the treatment.
Yeah. Well,
you don't have to be frightened of. It's you go into a hospital or go into a clinic.
Hmm.
You're in, out. Normally in a day,
yeah,
you aren't going to have to go to hospital for weeks and weeks,
yeah,
of daily treatments.
And the success
is a one-off.
Yeah, and the success is proven in,
yes.
So, and how is your daughter? Just out of interest,
she's absolutely fine. I never lie to anybody. The tumor came back again, as a lot of tumors can come back, and she's been retreated with PDT a second time.
Yeah,
we can't kid ourselves and think that. Cancer or whatever else has gone from our body, if it's there.
Yeah.
Well, I would say to everybody, I mean, bearing in mind, just take care of yourselves.
Yeah.
One thing I would say is, please, if you're going out for a night tonight,
yeah,
and you get back, can you just do me a favour and do you a favour?
Yeah.
Just drink half a pint of water or a couple of glasses of just ordinary tap water when you get home, just to help wash the system out.
Yeah. Yeah. That's good advice. Good advice. Excellent, David. We're going to formally adopt Killing Cancer as the Cooler Breakfast charity, And we will plug it. Anything you want to send through to us, send us information, phone us anytime you like when we're on air, and we'll put you straight on air and you can tell us what's going on. We wish you the very, very best with the campaign. As I say, you've got some remarkable support there, but I suspect you will be garnering support from all corners of the country over the next few months and years. And we wish you the very best with the treatments, with advancing that and making it more available to everybody, and hopefully getting the government to start paying for it. So thanks ever so much for coming on. It's been fascinating, and as I said, I could talk to you for another half an hour quite happily. But the Killing Cancer charity is can be found at killingcancer.co.uk. For the time being, David Longman, director of Killing Cancer, thank you very, very much indeed for talking to us. And as I say, keep in touch, let us know how things are going.
And I'm thrilled to have been on the radio. Thank you.
Thanks. We'll have a listen to a little spot of Hugh Lloyd Langton as well, just to round things off.
PDT, just heard about PDT. Photodynamic therapy. Laser light through a tube. No invasive surgery. No poison in my veins. Radioactive pains. Cancer's killing me. I kinda had PDT. Photodynamic therapy. 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 Doctor, he tells me he doesn't have the funds. Money isn't there for everyone to fight to ever be heard.